up?
Hello.
How are you feeling?
Pretty good.
We all have a story to tell. And sometimes our stories need to be shared with the world. This is PCMC, Pop Culture Man Children. I'm here today with Janine Gagliardi.
Hello. You say I'm your host. Don't they always say that?
Yeah. You can't see this because we're very important people.
So I have to say, like, could you please introduce yourself? And be like, I'm Janine Gagliardi. And then it, like, shows up on the screen.
Janine Gagliardi. So today, you know, because you clicked on it, we are talking about very important people, the
web series.
I was going to say, is that a term that means anything anymore? It's, I guess it is.
It's a reboot of a college humor series called Hello, My Name Is.
Really? Well, Dropout grew out of College Humor.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because College Humor, Dropout, you know.
Oh, right, you're right.
Yeah.
But Dropout seems to have a big focus on, like, gaming.
Games.
Like, board games and like, Dungeons & Dragons
yes.
and stuff. Because
so
I feel like a
Brennan
lot of their...
Brennan Mulligan yeah. hosts the Dungeons & Dragons show.
Yeah. They have their own little world, their own cavalcade of stars.
It really does feel sort of like... they have a stable of performers
that they
draw on. And every so often they'll throw in like a rando person.
Yeah.
But it does feel like they're a crew. They all know each other.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of offshoots and different things. Like the Last Meals.
Yeah.
Is an offshoot of Dropout. Like they have a lot of those comedians on there doing Last Meals as well. I don't really know a ton about it. But
I paid the $6 for a month of it. So I also watched a lot of what's called Last Looks. Have you ever seen any of that?
No.
So that's like usually like 5 to 6 minutes. That's a show after every episode and it's the director and the makeup artist talking about how they came up with the look and the makeup design for that character and what their idea was. Because sometimes they'll have an idea where the comedian goes completely in a different direction.
Yeah.
All right. But for those who don't know, why don't you just talk about what the show Very Important People is?
Okay. I'll just give you the pitch, right?
Yeah.
So it's a mock talk show hosted by Vic Michaelis, who's a really expert improviser.
Yeah. She's great.
Yeah. Well, they use they, them pronouns.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, that's right. So basically, the premise.
And that's their real name, too.
That is their real name. Yes, yeah. But it's a character.
Right. It's
Vic Michaelis.
Like, wants to be a journalist.
Yes.
But is on this shitty show.
Yeah.
And
it's too good for it.
And, you know, the lore is great. Like, has a husband, but.
A stepdaughter, Bianca.
Yeah.
She's now divorced.
She's had a news now. She's now divorced.
Yes. Vic is now divorced. They have a guest house. They have. Nothing but disdain for the PAs on the set.
Yeah. Can we fly that in?
Yeah. So, but the premise is basically they get a comedian or improviser or performer to come on and they don't get to see what they look like. And they put them in full hair, makeup, costume.
It's really like
some it's
movie
fully
level
prosthetic.
Shit.
Yeah. And seems like it takes hours and hours. And then they have to come up with a character on the spot. And then my understanding is those bits that are like
– the pre-taped bits.
Are actually filmed after.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. That they'll be like, oh, we have this clip. And then they get to film that afterwards.
I did not know that. Yeah. That was one of my questions, which is how
– that's my understanding of it. But, you know.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's because a lot of times they'll like – sometimes you'll see Vic like fucking with the guest and being like, you have this beautiful thing that we just saw here. Yeah. And like, you see that the guest is like, God, I'm going to have to come up with this later on. It's so funny. Specifically with Finoli. That one was with Finoli.
Finoli's great.
Finoli. But anyway, they have so this all started in 2023. I believe the first season. Yeah. The first season was released December 15th, 2023. And they run usually about 6 months. So it's like roughly December, November through June. And they have anywhere in the neighborhood of 15 episodes. So like the first season at 13, second season 17.
Some episodes are short though, especially the first season. There's some like 10 or like 14 minute episodes.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't realize they were that short.
It seems like now the standard is like 20-ish.
Yeah. But they've gotten some names to come on. That
yes,
are
they
not
do have. But yeah, they'll have in their usual
group of people.
Tommy, Bobby Moynihan is a great one.
Bobby Moynihan's Paul F. Tompkins was wonderful.
Yeah, he's a full on bug.
He's one of my all time favorites.
He's great.
I loved it.
He's great,
and that's like an old school improviser. So
yeah, right.
You know, from Mr. Show, and I just love to see them in action.
Yeah,
you know, he still got the fastball.
I should say, if you're not familiar, if none of this is meaning anything to you, I think the one thing that went uber viral was Spencer.
Spencer.
Why do you think that went viral?
I think because it's such a wild and wacky thing to look at that it will catch your eye instantly if you're scrolling on TikTok or something.
You're like, what the fuck is
you're
this?
You're like, wait, what was that?
Yeah.
And then you go back and it's like some insane thing
they
happening.
They also like, I don't think they sit down even for a second in that episode.
In that one,
they're constantly
moving,
on their feet.
They're moving around. And I think it's a wonderful character design.
Yeah.
I think the face is very cute.
That's another thing. Yeah, people, because people are doing fan art of Spencer and making
love
dolls
Spencer.
Of Spencer. So there's a lot of performers that repeat. Spencer is played by
Lisa Gilroy.
How do you have negative feelings about Lisa Gilroy?
Not that I have negative feelings. I like Lisa Gilroy. Her first character,
Nana,
is one of my favorites of all time.
Why do you like Nana so much?
I love Nana.
Nana brings a lot of lore that sticks. Like Nana is her grandma,
her ex-step grandmother.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. One of the reasons I love Nana so much is off the dome, she does this was it from her autobiography or from her journal?
Yeah, yeah.
Where she's like describing a sex scene with the grandfather and it's this monologue is insane where she's like, it's tickling my back. No, it's your hair, it's your long hair. It's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it. She's really, but those strengths, I think there's also a lot of weaknesses with Nana where she's just like yelling a lot for
no
reason. And it's just like, here's the thing with a lot of these performers, you can tell who's stronger at improv than others and who starts a bit that they can't finish, who gets lost and decides I'm going to do something completely different.
Right. And there's a few different tracks. Mm-hmm. Like, some are like, I'm just going to be oppositional to Vic.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people rely on.
Yeah.
Which is fine because the Vic character is kind of built to be a fool or to suffer fools.
Yeah. A lot of the guests fall into this trap of like, they try to kill Vic, which I always think of the Steve Carell thing in The Office because he goes to improv classes and they're like, don't pull out a gun. And he always pulls out a gun.
Except that one guy who's like a merman.
Yes.
And then that's all kind of one joke of them falling for each other.
Yes.
And then at the end, him being like, you're too young for me.
Yeah. I loved that. Yeah. I really liked that one.
It's one of the most different ones.
It's an underrated one. Although a lot of them then, what I notice is when one performer will try something, like usually in the early seasons, then I'll see a lot of performers do it again. Like Steffi Pops came out and was like a childhood imaginary friend of Vic's. And I don't love that character, but then Lisa Gilroy took that same idea and did that.
I like both Steffi Pops and Oops Little Fart.
Oh, I don't like Oops Little Fart.
Oops Little Fart, first of all, the name is brilliant.
Oops Little Fart.
One is a childhood doll,
Who
was like a childhood friend and was possessed doll, and then the other was imaginary friend, but that fucked her dad,
right,
and lost her rights as imaginary.
Yeah, she got disqualified.
I think Steffi Pop is funnier, but
I also don't like it when you can see like the sausage getting made in front of you,
really?
Right? Like,
I think that's part of the interesting.
See, I love it when it's so seamless. It's so lived in. It's so like, it's brilliant to me. Like when a performer can do that, I'm always amazed. I would say Leanna Jean is like a possession. Like you're watching a possession occur. Like this is someone who is that person.
Yeah.
It's so wild to me. Kimia, I love Kimia as a performer. She does the witch from Macbeth, and she's the other French doll.
Yes.
I think she does an excellent job. I love that.
We were looking for
Jacob
her.
Jacob Waisaki. Every time he does it, he's incredible. Great. He's so good.
And he's done three different characters that are so different.
So he's always doing something different. And I think in that way, Brennan is also very, very, very good, where he seems like he's
Brennan Lee Mulligan
channeling this. Like Ogbert, one of my favorites of all time.
I have to say right here and now, my absolute number one with a bullet favorite is Ollie and Archimedes. And I think
to have them together is so great.
And I think Brennan is the literally everything he says is funny. and it's one thing we didn't say is one of the really interesting things is, you know, they'll have the reveal. So they're like, they'll say you can open your eyes and then they'll show them a mirror and they'll see themselves
you'll see them play a character. Yeah,
you'll see them try a couple different things and then lock on to what works. And when they do that, for that episode. So Ollie and Archimedes are
two babies.
Two grown up babies.
Grown babies.
So the story they come up with like they're from the baby dimension.
Yes. Whatever.
But
and Ollie is very sweet and innocent. And Archimedes is like Stewie from Family Guy.
But I think just because Archimedes looked so crazy, they immediately was like, this will be the bad one.
Yeah, he's evil.
And then the other one will be the good one. Yeah. Cause it's like the babies from Nothing But Trouble. It's just the Archimedes is horrible to look at.
Yeah, he's hideous.
Yeah. And like even in the end when he leaves and Vic's like, you know, you seem better of the two, but now that I'm with you alone, compare you to other people, you're still pretty bad.
You're pretty bad.
All right, so going back to what you were just saying about
the wheels.
You like when it's
Do you not like when
they break? I like when they break, and I like.
I don't dislike when they break, but I'm like, come on, let's keep this flow going. Like you're so in the character. I think Anna Garcia does a really good job, but she breaks quite a bit.
Well, sometimes Vic breaks, and they leave it in. So Vic has a tell, which is they cover their face.
Yeah,
They try to make it read like she's surprised by something.
Yeah.
But they'll immediately just cover their mouth.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they just break and they laugh. And then they'll say like technical difficulties.
Yeah.
And then they'll come back and they're in the character. You never see them jump back into it, but you see them break.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just – I like it on SNL. I like it on
– Yeah, I think it's
always
fun.
It's always fun to see them enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, usually what breaks Vic is something truly surprising that they were
like
not
my
expecting.
My brother coming home from the army.
Yeah. My first – yeah.
I know. That really gets them every time.
Since we're talking about that, my number two is definitely Zeke.
Zeke. Yeah. That rocks. Rocks. Kid.
It's a little boy.
I love her little boy voice and perfect. Her little boy laugh.
Yeah. Oh, it's shockingly perfect.
There's so many kid things that she nails. Like, number one, people in the comments were like saying something totally crazy, like I want a chocolate bar, and that's like a thing that you expect a kid to say, and then saying some deep disturbing or depressing thing is also
the army.
I mean, think about what Peter told you when you came over today. It's like, I gotta tell you something crazy.
And
I love when the PA comes over and Zeke's like, pound it. This guy's sick. Like just doing really? The fist bump, getting so excited about it.
So Zeke, the character of Zeke is, so the makeup that they put on, what's her name? Anna Garcia.
Yeah.
Also did Princess Emily, which I like. I didn't like the cowboy character, the last one.
Oh, the most recent one?
Yeah.
I don't. Again, it's very, very different characters.
Right, which is good to see that.
I think Princess Emily is a good character. I think it's a good performance. I just think it's like the first, so I kind of forget about it.
Yeah. So Zeke is
the first ever.
Is all rocks, like almost like the thing from Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm.
So she made it that Zeke was a little boy who, and I love when they show the picture of the real little boy. A little boy who found a little genie, and first wish was for a big candy bar.
Yeah.
Second wish was for the brother to come home from the army, which is what makes Vic break.
Yeah. Because
it's so not what they were expecting. And the last one was to be rocks.
To be rocks.
And now they're rocks.
Yeah.
My mom hates me now because I'm rocks.
Oh, my God. And it hurts so bad.
I know. What about when Zeke is like doing like a rock falls out? It's like, oh my, I pooped a rock.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Because they also do that. They'll,
my whole class is watching.
Yeah, they'll do a joke a lot where they're like, oh, this is going out live.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But shut the what is the mother's name? Because the mother's supposed to be in the audience. Like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
So funny. God. And, like, with the skateboard. So funny. So funny.
People always know what I'm going to pick in Rock, Paper, Scissors. And Vic's like, rock. Yeah, Vic. Rock.
Yeah. Or like, then they draw something and he draws like a little deck or whatever.
Oh, the genie killed itself in front of them?
That was really
so crazy.
Yeah, yeah. But so anyway, let me say something negative, mm-hmm. which is I think there's like five incredible ones.
Mm-hmm.
I think the rest are good, but maybe mid.
Okay.
You know, because I think maybe it's just my personal taste. I think improv can it's not for everybody. Like, you know what I mean? And I should say perhaps I watched these too fast.
Mm.
That's possible. When you stack them up.
Do you feel like you're seeing the patterns of things that they're repeating into?
Sure, for sure. Yeah. Because things repeat. I mean, as much as I love Vic, like, a lot of those beats repeat. Although they do sort of extend the story, but a lot of the...
I love when a story develops.
Yes. My last thing was, and then there are a handful that are just god awful.
Some of them are terrible. Some of them are terrible. I agree with you 150%.
Unbearable.
Do you want to go through the characters?
Well, no. What were you going to say?
Well, because I was going to say Princess Emily was the first one.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to talk about that at all. But I wanted to talk about Denzel because the story develops in the – and I love when a story starts to develop.
Denzel was an alien.
Purple alien.
Purple alien,
yes.
Right?
What? And they also do a lot of aliens. They do a lot of cyborgs. Then they'll do a lot of – they do a lot of aliens actually. I'm thinking Katya, Denzel – do the cyborg guy. Then they do the doctor who's also a cyborg.
The robot guy.
Yeah.
They seem to go with like big archetypes.
Yeah.
Like the thing you'd see like extras walking by in the background.
Yeah.
Like a movie
like
that's supposed to be.
Like yeah.
Yeah. And then they'll do like baby or like kid or whatever.
Yeah.
And you know, the only, maybe I'm misremembering it. The zombie couple.
Yes.
I think are they the only ones that don't use the makeup at all? They
yes.
just went with
and a
their
lot of
like
people
con
hated
artists.
That.
Yeah.
A lot of people hated that they just didn't acknowledge what they looked like at all.
Yeah.
That they just kind of did whatever they wanted.
Yeah, they just made it like they were just like a con.
They were like selling soup.
Yeah.
And
right, but they were zombies.
They were just
they
not going to discuss it. Yeah.
They didn't use it at all.
And I thought, oh, that would be interesting if, like, this is the side effect of the soup. But, like,
right. No, it
but
never...
we're just not going to get into that at all. Yeah.
No,
although
no.
I loved their thing, I thought it was really funny.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and it was great makeup, too.
It was great makeup.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of the reason people didn't like that one. It's like they spent all this time on this makeup
and you did nothing
and you didn't
with zombies.
Use it. Like, you just didn't use it at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to talk about the ones that are just awful?
We could. Well, the thing I was going to say is the Denzel one.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Talking to Vic about being an alien and answering questions. And then a story develops that basically Denzel is like secretly living in Vic's guest house. And he's like, she's like, Vic says, I'm going to install cameras in my guest house. And then that derails the whole thing. They're like, where would you install these cameras? Oh, I think it's illegal to install cameras. And again, she's like, not if it's your property, is it?
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
He's like, it's almost as if, he's like, I have two toes and they're like tentacles. I can crawl on the walls. And Vic's like, that's interesting because people who've stayed in my guest house are saying they can hear weird things in the guest house. And he's like, it's almost as if a camera couldn't see me at all, even if you did install a camera.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're passive aggressively fighting over the cameras because he's obviously living in the guest house.
So funny.
And it's so funny.
Well, that's another good thing that happens in, I think, some of the good ones, which is there's a turn.
Mm.
Like, I think I told you to take another look at Stop.
Yeah.
Which is Stop Sign, which is an artist.
Yeah.
Because the big turn, like, halfway through is that they're a Trumper.
They're Republican. Yeah.
And then there's a great break where they break themselves. And she's like, I voted for Donald J. Trump. The J is for Jessica. Yeah.
It started with episode one where Anna Garcia as Princess Emily takes a sip of water, spits it back into the cup, and is like, water is so different here. salty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That everyone now doesn't drink the water. Or, like, does something weird with the water. They all do something weird with the water.
That's true. They all do something weird with the water.
That's, like, a thing that happens. They usually just – some a lot of times they destroy the set or just, like, knock things over. A lot of them try to fall in love with Vic. A lot of them try to kill Vic. Like
– yes, yes.
That becomes a thing.
My favorites are the ones – and I guess Archimedes does this. They just decide to go in on Vic. Like, not kill them, but, like, just – take what's break obvious them apart, about them
bit by bit. Yeah,
like Archimedes has a great line where he's like, the desperate thing behind your eyes that no that desires approval is disgusting.
I like that Vic gets their name wrong. Like Amadeus. It's like Rachmaninoff wasn't part of your wheelhouse, but Amadeus is in there. Okay,
right, and that's a break.
Yeah,
right, because Brennan goes, because earlier on Vic says, like, what's your favorite media? And he says Rachmaninoff. And she goes, what is that? And he goes, you absolute twit. He's a composer, you absolute twit. And then later on she says, she calls Archimedes Amadeus. And then she leans to the other guy and he goes, she didn't know Rachmaninoff, but she or they didn't know Rachmaninoff, but they had Amadeus in the chamber. And then everybody breaks.
Yeah.
Then Amadeus in the chamber.
I love when you can hear the crew laugh.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be silent. Like, yeah. Vic is desperately, like, Vic is fighting for their life. And then the crew will laugh. And that's it.
There are some that I think, and the worst ones are the ones where it feels like it never gets off the ground. Like, maybe there is a character, like, Pig Number Two.
Oh.
I don't it's not terrible. None
it's
of them,
not terrible. Well, some of them and are it terrible, is but. Quotable. Like in the sense of like he stepped on my mother. That but, like, that it takes never off. Gets... But that everything else is just kind of
some people I think just have different rhythms. I think maybe it's on my own personal taste, but I think the ones that are like more fast paced work for me. Whereas like the performers that are more subdued, I think sometimes don't work. Unless they're really good at, like, left hooks.
Okay.
Like, Bob Moynihan as the Frozen Man, like, he's pretty subdued, but then he'll just say something crazy.
Yeah.
Or who is it? Is it Zeke? Who's the person where at the very end, maybe it's President Emily, they're like, and then I killed all those people. And then Vic's like,
it's
what?
Leanna. It's yeah, Leanna yeah. Jean.
Like, what? What? Like,
you know I killed those people, right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then Vic's like, I think you need to say, like, just kidding. Like, just kidding. My favorite line from that is, do you want to get drinks after? And Vic's like, yeah, I really want to. But, like, you have to say just kidding for, like, legal reasons. And Vic's like, I think you're fun. And then Leanna G goes, I don't think you're fun, but I think that's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That was so good. All right. What got me into this is episode 4 of season 1, which is Marionette Conky and Zonton de la Doll. Which is Kimia Vepornia and Jacob Wysocki. And they play two French porcelain dolls that have come to life whose search for their original owner has gone viral on social media. Yeah. And so now they're looking for their owner. And this just showed up in my feed one day. And I was like, who are these two? And I find it so quotable. We always say, like, MSNSNBC, I kill you. Or our hair will be combed.
Yeah.
The French.
It's just the fun, the silly
the
fun of doing French.
Doing French accents is so silly and it's so funny and it's very joyous. And
that's the thing that repeats a lot too. Like an inanimate thing that comes to life.
Yes.
Like they're dolls that have come to life.
Yeah. So in that first season, we have a European pop star, an alien. We have Vic's ex step grandmother's Nana.
Yeah. Okay.
The dolls.
Great.
And then Keppel and Dr. Milk.
I think he's good.
I do too. I think this is a very underrated one. But again, it is someone falling in love with Vic. But I like that it's a ventriloquist jealous of his puppet.
Yeah, yeah. But then the great end joke is he walks away and leaves it there. And Vic is like upset that he...
It's not alive.
Yeah.
And the puppet is really suave and charismatic, and the guy is not at all. I loved that one. Then it's Tommy Shrigley. So this is Zach Oyama. This is – we have – I know. So this character took off. This is a popular character.
Yes, but I personally don't like – and I'm sure they're a nice person, but I don't like any of the characters.
I don't either. With the
– He's done.
I do like the last one. I like the last one in the sense that they're coming up with all this incredible backstory.
Yeah.
And not using it.
I mean, the last one's the best.
Yeah, it's the best one.
But I also feel like the last one. And this rarely happens. I feel like the last one is stifled by the makeup.
Oh, okay.
Because the face almost doesn't move.
And you can also see his lips coming out of his lips.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's weird to look at.
And that, I mean, like, Paul F. Tompkins is such a, like you're saying, like, such an expert. He probably has the most oppressive thing because he's a full-on bug.
Yeah, his whole
body.
But
he's so good, he makes it work.
Yeah.
But so Zach, so Tommy Shrigley.
Yeah, he's like a fitness, mental health guy. His body is super, like, over-muscular. He's got tiny little hands.
I feel like there's a lot of repetition of the same jokes.
In this one. Or just in general.
In this one.
Well, he does give a little clap.
Yeah.
My favorite thing from this one is him saying running the miles.
Uh-huh.
Like, he can run a 9-minute mile, but 2 miles takes 35 minutes. But if he does 3 miles, he can do it in 16.
Yeah.
But he
has
to know ahead of time.
Yeah.
That one is funny. Or that he found money in a playground. And it was like a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
And he's like, and I turned that. And then it was like less money.
Yeah.
That stuff is fun. I don't like the give a little clap. Or that's popular, I think, because the protein powder. Like, he's dumping protein powder on Vic's face.
Which is funny.
Yeah. Then Professor Avery Goodman. I think this is also an underrated one. This is the scientist who's running for mayor.
And he's got
mind control.
He keeps mind controlling Vic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fun one. But that's also another one that's just like, I'm evil.
I'm evil,
yeah. And I'm going to kill you.
Yes. Then this is Jasper and Casper. I didn't care for this at all. I just thought it was like, eh.
How do you even describe it? It's just two, they made
it's
two people
two
look.
Two twins.
Yeah.
They both have bowl cuts and sweater vests. And they're married authors. Promoting their book Sex the British Way, which involves no physical contact.
Yeah. Right.
And then maybe my all-time favorite, Leanna Jean
Brothers. That's one of your all-time favorites,
really. Is. I love it so much. And also, so this is Izzy Roland.
Yeah.
This is Brennan's wife.
Oh, really?
Yes. And this is a beauty pageant queen from Florida who has been lying about her age to remain eligible for children's competitions.
Yeah. And did kill some people or was accused of killing some people.
It was vehicular manslaughter. Yeah. And that has stayed because she says, oh, I thought that was your name. And she's like, they're like, it's Vic. And she's like, yeah, I got a nickname too. So they always call Vic vehicular in the comments.
That's
it's
great.
Always vehicular. So this is just seamless. It is like she's channeling this person.
Yeah, it's totally embodied.
Cool to watch. I love it.
And it's also, I mean, maybe what helps is that it's just an outfit. I mean, there is makeup, but there's
it's
prosthetics.
It's like a fake tan,
right.
You know, glam look. It's not a prosthetic.
Right. Yeah, I'm struggling to remember jokes from it, though. I do remember finding it funny, though.
There's, so Vic asks, where did you go to school?
Oh, this
she
this
says, I went to pageant school.
Yeah.
And they're like, what do they teach you there? And she's like, we do math. And then she starts naming types of math, or Vic starts naming types of math, where it's like, trig, what's that? Algebra, what's that? And then keeps going, and then names all different kinds of math. And she's like, and this is your birth language. She's like, I just think it's so interesting when people speak other languages.
This is one of the ones where Vic, because Vic's always searching for themselves, where Vic sees something that they like in the guest and wants them to like them.
Yes.
And so it's Vic is doing the pursuing of it, and that allows the guest to mock them. And,
yeah. Well, it's like, I knew this wasn't going to be a normal interview when I saw you were wearing a brown suit.
We haven't talked about Vic's
aesthetic.
Aesthetic, yeah.
So I don't know that they have long nails in this season, but the first two seasons, they had really long, like acrylic nails.
Yeah.
And it was a little jarring, but I did feel like it was a reference to like 70s journalists or 80s journalists who would really have a long nail on them.
Yeah. And they don't do much with it anymore, but like the Mylar of like very important people like looks like VHS. So it seems like at least at one point it was trying to make it like the show is old.
Old. Yeah, it does have this like pinks and corals aesthetic to it. The set itself does have like modern looking furniture, but it's modern in a way that like the 70s or 80s could have done.
Yeah.
And Vic wears a brown suit.
And it's
and a blouse. It's like usually a high neck blouse.
A brooch.
A brooch. Usually wearing some kind of a brooch. And it's very like they'll do like a pussy bow blouse.
Yeah.
Like that's in the most recent season.
Yeah. They Vic has an outfit for each season.
Yeah.
And they wear that out, but it's always tan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people will mock that.
People always make fun of this suit. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So pig number two.
Pig number two. One of the three little pigs. And
it ends up being about like the mom, right?
Gets stomped by the big bad wolf.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. This one really didn't get off the ground, but there were some lines that took off. Like he stepped on my mother.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
That was all over the place. And then this one I didn't care for at all. Martha Topps and Lucian.
I actually like this one.
Okay. This is like they're Satanist youth ministers.
Yeah, yeah. 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 I thought this one was fun.
That was a fun one. And then Ogbert. And I friggin' love Ogbert so much.
Why do you like Ogbert so much?
I love Ogbert because Ogbert comes with lore. Ogbert comes with a backstory.
Yeah. I forget what it is. Like are they a time traveler?
They're a man of the woods, yes. Right? They look like a wild and woolly man of the woods, but they claim to be a physicist.
Right.
But then Drew, in one part of the interview, Vic is like, I don't think you're really a physicist. And Brennan's like, well, what kind of physics question can I answer for you? And Vic asks about centrifugal force and they define it accurately.
I love that.
And then she goes, you are a physicist. Well, he goes, yeah, I invented it. So it's this great, like, it's watching a character, right? So Ogbert, to me, is someone who maybe is a physicist who is having a full psychotic break.
Yeah.
And you're watching them shift between, like, oh, they're lucid. Oh, they're not lucid anymore. Yeah, and they're coming back to lucidity. Oh, nope. No, they're not.
That's a lot like in Steffi Pops. Mm-hmm. At one point, Vic is like, do you ever hidden talent? And Steffi Pops goes, I could say the alphabet backwards really fast. And then does it.
Does it,
so it's clearly something the performer has.
Yeah.
And then Vic is like super impressed
by it. Yeah. So that's really funny. I'm always curious about the props. If they ask for the props or if they're given the props and they just have to kind of go with what they have. Because Ogbert has a suitcase filled with props. Yeah, I have questions
about the whole thing. Like, is Vic seeing them for the very first time? Is Vic know what the makeup's going to be?
Yeah.
You know,
how do they prepare?
Yeah, like what really happens before?
Right.
I am interested in like how much Vic knows. And the ones that are really short, I wonder if like it just didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, I get the sense for some performers it just didn't happen.
Or like they just you have one or two beats and then there's no more. Mm-hmm. There's no more to go. There's no like big turn mm-hmm. or like anywhere to bring it home. Let me ask you, so I paid the $6 for a dropout. Mm-hmm. There's a dropout app. I didn't pay for that. I paid for the full access on YouTube.
Okay.
Which is, I think, something different, but maybe not. Right.
Because it's like a streamer, I think they have everything. Right? They have a lot of different
things. But everything's on YouTube if you pay it. So if you could get over the paywall.
Bill really likes the game show that they do.
So do you pay for it? No. How do you – so
I engage with the shorts and their free content.
So
– because I don't want the other content. I don't care about the other content.
So – but you've seen it all? Is there stuff you haven't seen?
There's stuff I haven't seen, like parts of the interview that they don't put up.
So there's stuff I've seen that you haven't seen?
Yeah.
Probably stuff that doesn't work as well.
Probably.
Because it won't drive
engagement. Yeah. So for me, I'm like, I just need to see the parts that are driving engagement. Yeah.
There's often – so I don't know if you know this. There's often like a joke during the credits or sometimes a joke right after the credits.
Okay.
Like there's a running thing of like – well, you know Chomsky's, the potato chip company that Vic
– yes.
There's a running thing
– they're always promoting that chip.
Yeah. There's a running thing called Chomped, which is like a – it's like punked. It's like a – it's a hidden camera show.
Okay. Are they pranking the PAs?
Yeah. It's usually before or after an episode.
Okay.
And it's usually like barely an inconvenience. It's a hidden camera show. You've been chomped. And then they just walk away. Chomskies.
I do love that.
So this is, I think, an interesting phenomenon to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
In our contemporary media landscape.
Yeah.
Because I've said this before, you know, I watched all of Sopranos
as reels. Yeah. Oh, okay.
They're all over YouTube and Facebook.
Yeah. I've seen most of Euphoria like that. I've never watched the show, but I've seen tons of it on YouTube.
But you get it.
Yeah, you get it. I get the gist.
Yeah. I've seen all of Sopranos.
I don't need to see it anymore. I got it. Yeah. I got it, babe.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yes. And so many people, again, I mean I love the comment section. Yeah. You can't engage, but it's really interesting to see what people are saying. So that's something
I don't have any part of. Like, what? The fan community of very important people.
Okay. So the comment section is its own beast. But okay. What I was gonna say about the watching shorts is, like, people in the comments of, like, the Euphoria clips that I've seen are always like, I don't even watch the show, I just watch it here. Like, that's it.
Oh yeah, right.
But a lot of times the people who pay for Dropout will be like, when they put the first clip of an interview, they'll be like, this is a truly epic episode. Like, hold on to your hats. Because they'll get the episode before they start putting the clips up. So they have access to it.
Sure.
But there's stuff in the comment section that are tropes, like, part of the fan community. Right, always saying, like, vehicular.
Okay.
Always saying, like, talking about Vic's lore, like, how many husbands have they had, like, okay, the family, like, it's so nice of Vic to, like, show kindness to a PA or something. Just like how evil Vic is as, like, an overlord at work, like a terrible boss.
Yeah, Vic is like a combination of very, very low status, but then also completely shitty when they're high status.
Low self-esteem, high ego kind of thing. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
We're not allowed to do that to PAs anymore.
Yeah.
Well, who was it? Oh, it was really funny. Oh, it was what's her name? Greek comedian. Fuck. Is it season 3? It's one of the ones that's like an actual guest. Nicole Byers, Candace. Candace has this running thing of, why don't you be nicer to them?
Yeah.
Can you say thank you?
Yeah.
Why would you say that? Like, it's so funny.
Paul F. Tompkins also does it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, why would you?
Just why? Shaming.
What's wrong with you?
Well, the guests always shame Vic.
But Vic's very funny because Vic can turn on a dime.
Uh-huh.
It'd be like, well, we're not doing that now. And
Well, Vic is super high anxiety, right? Yeah. So, like, whenever the guests will do something that seems like it might destroy the set or is dangerous or something, they're like, well, we're not going to do that. Why don't we come over here? Why don't we do this right now?
Yeah, yeah.
And they talk like a mile a minute.
Yeah.
A lot of the guests will be like, slow down.
Yeah.
Or like, cool it with the energy.
Yeah.
Like, you got to bring that energy down.
It is an interesting phenomenon to, like, watch things like this.
Watch things just in shorts, right? But I feel like I get it. I got it. I got the gist of the interview. I enjoyed it. I know which characters I like, which ones I don't.
Yeah.
Which performers are strong.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so
that was all of season 1.
Yeah.
So season 2 is Zeke. Zeke begins.
Great.
The season.
Such a strong start.
Great start. This is a great season, I actually think.
The laugh is so
I love it. Hayes Steel is the second episode. I love this one. I think this is an underrated.
This is another
one.
Wysocki.
This is Jacob Wysocki. He's playing like
it's kind of Trumpy.
It's
but
very
not.
Trumpy. The voice is kind of Trumpy.
Yeah.
He's a nouveau riche, almost billionaire, who's a reality show winner.
Has like a white suit and like a really shitty,
crazy comb over. Yeah.
Very weird teeth.
And just like the most unethical business person you could possibly. He does euthanasia gigs.
Yeah.
Right? He puts down all the whales.
Yeah.
And this is the Trumpy thing where he's like, they're beautiful creatures. They should be alive. They should be free. But someone's got to put it down.
Yeah.
Like the fast talking. He's got a chronic farm.
Yeah.
She's like, is that marijuana? He's like, no, it's where I euthanize people who have chronic pain. We'd be there. You and I would be there.
Yeah.
He has a boy who gives him his blood. And then when Vic asks about marijuana, he's like, never touch this stuff. I only do snow. Love Ace. I love Ace. This is another one that felt Ace. Channeled. Like, there was no breaks. There was no, I mean, not breaks in the sense of laughing. It was just like, they never stopped. It was just going, just flowing through him.
Yeah. All right. So Jukebox is the third episode of season two.
Yeah.
Jukebox is good.
Jukebox is good. It's Chris Redd.
Robot. It's a lot of robot humor. A,
yeah. Again, the, here's the thing. And this, I maybe we can talk about this a little more as we like get to the end of going through these characters. But like, I don't know what kind of legs this show has.
Mm-hmm.
For long term, because I already feel like they've repeated a lot of characters.
So who do you think? You think Jukebox is a repeating something?
I think Jukebox is similar to any of the robot or cyborg or like part robot or like I'm a scientist with a thing on my eye. You know, things like that.
Yeah, that's true.
It kind of at least even if it's a different character, it's like visually repetitive. Jukebox is
very like pleasant, well-meaning.
Yes. Which I like. Yeah. I think that's a different take. He didn't go evil, which so many of them go evil. Right, right.
Which I think is too, it's a big choice, but it ends up, I think sometimes it's, and again, I'm not an improviser, so I have no idea. But sometimes I feel like
it's too easy
to just go opposition.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to be on the opposite side of what Vic does.
Yeah.
And it's a fight.
Yeah.
I like when there's a give and take that's because then it's more actually like an interview and you can get things out of the questions.
Yeah. Yes. Sometimes I like when the I do really love the seamless ones. They are my favorite because I really just feel like I'm watching a master at work.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. And they're often very, very funny.
I think they should bring back things that are good. It seems like they don't want to do that because the makeup aspect is a big part of it for them. But I think why not bring back characters that
people like
and you could probably do more with.
You could do more. Yeah.
Yeah.
That person's lived in it a little bit.
Yeah.
So now I feel like they can go different directions. But I think I like sometimes when you're seeing a character like land a bit.
Yeah.
That maybe you didn't think they were going to land.
Yeah.
I like that aspect of it as well.
Like, do you have an example of that?
Yes. When we get to season three, Boris Tarshkokin,
yes,
the Jeremy Culhane
character,
a lot of times will like start a bit and you can tell like he doesn't know where it's going and then he kind of saves it somehow. Yeah. I do really like that. I think those are really funny.
Vic breaks a lot in that episode.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Okay. One of my favorite characters.
Fourth Witch?
I love Fourth Witch so much.
It's the Fourth Witch of the
Macbeth witches. I'm the funny one. And she's a prop comic, which is so funny. And the jokes are so weird. Like, gosh, I gotta cook for all these boys.
Yeah.
Like, you have seven boys? No, but I'm alone. Like, I'm a single. Oh, God. I loved Fourth Witch so much.
Kimmy, because
he uses the makeup, but goes in a totally different direction. True.
She's really good in, like, she was on the show Atypical. Like, you see her in things, and she's very good.
She's really good. She's funny. Love her.
Yeah, and she has really a very good. Specific, like, vibe.
She's got a very funny kind of natural voice.
Yeah.
That I love.
Yes, yeah.
I just love her. I loved all her characters. I haven't disliked a single one. I thought they were great. That was a really, I recommend that one. That's a really funny, lighthearted one. This is Barbara and Bill.
Yeah.
And this is...
There's funny stuff in this.
Yes. There's John Early. It's John Early and Kate Berlant, two performers I love.
Yeah.
And they're zombies dressed conservatively. Like, they're both dressed in suits.
Yeah.
And
they're kind of mega pastor vibe, too.
Yes, they have pastor vibes.
Especially because, like, they keep making jokes about, like, he cheated on her, which is kind of like Tammy Faye and...
Tammy Faye Baker.
Yeah, and whatever his name was.
Yeah. And then they're promoting a soup line, but they never address the zombie makeup, which...
Yeah.
I agree. I think it's a waste.
It's just very good makeup.
It's great makeup, but I do like the... there's one line that breaks Vic so hard where it's like... Doctor said I couldn't have another baby. It's geriatric pregnancy. I said, watch. I had three more. And Vic just loses it. Titania Jackson, one of my favorites.
This is a good one.
I love this one. I love this one. So this, first of all, the idea that her name is Titania.
Yeah.
Like it's like an Ave name.
Yeah.
But it's Titania from Midsummer Night's Dream. Okay, I did not get that at all. It is brilliant.
Okay.
She's working on another level. Like, yeah. She's so great. So this is Danielle Pinnock.
And it's kind of a fairy.
She's a fairy. She just looks like a beautiful fairy.
Yeah.
But she decides she's a dominatrix fairy living in Brooklyn. And I just love that this is now what fairies have become. Like, that's their, you know, they're on OnlyFans. Yeah. They're doing their thing.
Yeah.
We're just out here in the bodegas. they're just living in Brooklyn. I think the whole performance is really funny. And then bringing it back to Vic's husband, realizing that he's been a client of hers for quite some time. And I love when she takes a beat and then she goes, Vic, yes, I remember. Like, oh, I've heard of you.
Yeah.
It's so funny. It's really well done. I think she does a great, great job here. I love this character. And then,
Phoenix.
Oh, God. This is my least favorite of the entire series.
It might be the worst.
I think it is.
I would say
objectively it might be the worst.
I don't know if this is a hot take or not, because I know that they're really good otherwise, but Katya is one.
Katya's not great.
It's not. I just don't think none of it works. None of it's funny.
Yeah.
Improvised, but there's nothing funny about it.
Yeah. If you are a fan of Katya's, which I am big time, you know that none of this is like creative. It's how they talk all the time. Katya always talks like that, like on her podcast, on shows. Like, that's how she is.
It just felt like, I don't even know if they have, does Katya have improvised?
No. So no, they have acting background, but not improv.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Yeah, I don't think that one works either. But people are really excited about it, and I'm always happy to see people excited for Katya. I don't think it's terrible, but I just don't think...
It just doesn't go. It's just not funny. Phoenix is just...
So Phoenix
even,
is
and even the makeup off. Feels bad.
The, like, makeup feels just, bad. It's like
it's a, just like a long wig.
Like, it's like a potato sack and a long wig. And I feel like at no point does Zach Oyama know what this character is or where it's going.
Is this the one that has all the mail, all the letters, or am I thinking
the letterman? Yes, because then Phoenix is revealed to be the letterman, but then also becomes the host of the show at the end of it. It's really bad. It's the worst. And I really feel like Vic is doing all the heavy lifting in this episode, and to no end. Like, it's going nowhere. And thankfully, Paul F. Tompkins is the next guest, because David Hoyle Jr. is a masterclass.
Yes.
So good. It's really good.
He can barely even move in it.
He's a midnight louse, and he's just adorable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes he's like getting emotional, or like he makes Vic interact with his costume. Like, please, could you wipe my face?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. He's attempting to overcome his species fear of the sun.
Right.
I love when characters will be like, we came on this show, but it was our last option. Like, we didn't want to be on this one. We wanted something else.
Right. I'm trying to remember. So some of my memory fails me. I'm trying to remember, like, how this one goes. Mm-hmm. There's a turn at some point, isn't there?
Well, I think Vic is going to help him overcome his fear of the sun, but then he's killed.
Oh, right. The sun kills
him. the sun kills him. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Steffi Pops. I like this one a lot.
I love Steffi Pops. This is Cornwells, and she is the haunted childhood doll of Vic.
Yeah. I think it's funny. When Vic first comes in, Steffi Pops is just in the background.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, the lights will go on and off, and, like, Steffi Pops is moving throughout the set.
I love, like, this is a improv game that you see a lot. They do on Saturday Night Live, where, like, you sing a song together, and you see one is leading.
Yeah.
And they're like, the song you sang a baby. And it's like,
you remember?
And we, I forget what it goes, but it's like very baby singer. And we pop that pussy. She's a haunted doll.
She's a haunted doll. She's got yarn hair.
Yeah.
It's a cute costume design.
Yeah. I feel like you were always kind of a haunted doll. And it's also like has an axe to grind because Vic said that they'd love her forever,
yeah.
But like threw her out.
Yeah.
And now she like lives. Oh, she goes, I lived in the worst place, the subways of New York City.
But she has like a British accent, Steffi Pops.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I like Steffi Pops. Dan Wesley Sharon.
This is Bobby Moynihan.
Who's the frozen man. This is a funny one.
This is a guy who's been frozen in ice since 1986.
The running thing of him being like, nobody is helping me. I have been here. Someone please call a hospital.
Or then getting into like, what is he wearing on his face? Did something happen? And then having to like explain COVID, 9/11. Right. What about Bill Cosby? Is he doing okay?
Yeah.
And then just deciding like to break Vic. Like that's just, that becomes Bobby Moynihan's mission. And then it turns out they're married. Yeah. Or they have been married.
Yeah.
And then freezes him again.
Unfroze him, but then froze him again for the show.
Yeah.
Then he's like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fun one.
At one point, he's very happy. He's like, oh, this is great. I forget what makes him feel that way. I like when there's like numerous, you know, like
twists and turns.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so, not one note.
Skylar DeMarco.
Okay.
So did I fall asleep during this? I have almost no memory of this.
This is Paul Robolino. No, he's not a comedian that I know of. He's a producer. He's like one of the producers on the show who like does work on this show, and they got him to do a character. And I think he did a pretty good job having no background in improv, as far as I know. This was a hacker. They gave him like a real like late 90s, early 2000s look.
Where he's got, like frosted blue
Janko
tips.
Jeans, frosted hair, spiked hair, piercings. And he decided he's a hacker. He hacks the government. He lives in a hacker house. You know, like he's you know, making content. I thought it was a pretty good job.
The next one is Jordache.
Love Jordache.
And Jordache is the one I think is most different because it's just them falling for each other.
Yeah.
And he's like a mer person.
Mm-hmm.
And then it ends with like, oh, I'm 80 years old or whatever. Which is, I thought he was going to be like, I'm 1,000 years old.
Yeah.
But it's funny. He's like, I'm 80 years old. You're too young for me. But like they get in like a little kiddie pool together.
Yeah.
I also love the running gag. If when Vic takes their shoes off,
they always blur
they
it.
Always blur
you gotta blur it.
Because you don't give the fee for free.
No, not
you
for free.
You don't give it for free. Yeah.
Bestie, not for free.
Yeah,
he's an Atlantean prince, and he's had a DUI. He's riding a seahorse.
Very charming.
Very charming, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the one that's most like an interview. Like, they're really good. Yeah. There's a lot of back and forth with this, which I like.
Yeah, yeah. It's an interesting – it really stands out amongst the others.
Yeah. And the performer is Echo Kellum.
Uh-huh.
And then another one of my least favorites.
Claude McCaw. It's like a bird person who's also dressed like a Jimmy Buffett.
Like
kind
a Jimmy
of,
Buffett yeah. fan, right? Like but, Hawaiian shirt.
But the character that they find kind of doesn't work for that at all. It's like
– it's a supervillain?
Part of a super evil family, but mm-hmm. like – Claude is an in-law.
Yeah.
So isn't that into it? But then like at the end, they're like, oh, your father died and now it's your company.
Yeah. I didn't like this one at all.
Yeah. It's
so low energy.
It's very low. The performer's just is
the
low
performer's
energy.
Low energy.
That's
which
their thing.
I think you could make them that work, but yeah. I don't.
Paul F. Tompkins is low energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all dialogue.
Yeah. Yeah. And in fact, a lot of the high energy ones turned me off. Like, I think Lisa Gilroy, I don't
well, cause
like
it'll
as
go,
much because
it's like
manic.
You never sit down
it's
and
just,
you go off the
it's
rails.
It's just crazy, you know, for the sake of being crazy.
Greg and Charlotte, excitement.
I didn't love this one, but I really love these two performers. This is Brendan Lee Mulligan again with his real life wife, Izzy Rowland, and they're playing a pair of professional wrestlers.
But, like, they're divorced
they're
now,
divorced.
But he doesn't want to be divorced.
No, and she's also, like, coming on to Vic.
Yes, that's funny. Yeah.
Like, this is a funny one. It's just not my favorite.
Yeah, yeah.
And I find that a lot of these things are quotable.
Yeah.
But this one, I don't really remember much from it.
Candace, I like a lot. It's Nicole Byer, and they were their newly like alternative.
Yes.
Like they were like a cheerleader until just like a week ago, and now she's a rebel and against the man.
She's this also feels like a real person.
Yes.
Kind of thing where it's just like a kind of a low energy performance, but then it does feel real, like a real teenager would say these
things.
Which I liked about it.
And there, like I said, there's the ongoing joke, which is like, why are you so mean to these people?
Don't be mean.
Yeah. Why are you being rude to them? And then Spencer, and then which
Spencer,
is
Spencer. Closing out the season.
Which kind of like it's kind of like a big fluffy alien.
It's yellow. Big fluffy yellow monster.
What she does is makes it
with purple
from
dots.
Hell.
Yes. Satan's son.
Satan's son from hell.
Baby. Just a baby. I'm just a baby.
Don't spank me.
And, well, that's how they open, right?
Yeah.
So it's like they come into the room and it's like, and then it's just her repeating, I'm just a baby. I'm just a baby.
Yeah.
And like running around.
Yeah.
And then Vic's energy is always very like high anxiety.
Yeah.
So they're like, what are you doing? Who are you?
Who's
and then
this baby?
Every time they come closer, Spencer's like backing up, running away, going someplace else.
And what's her name? Who does this?
Lisa Gilroy.
Lisa Gilroy does something here that they do also is Oops Little Fart, which is tries to kiss Vic.
Okay, yeah.
Which is always funny, but it also doesn't it doesn't necessarily make sense in the world you're creating of the character that you're just going in for a kiss.
Yeah. My favorite part of this character is when they say, when Lisa Gilroy says, every time my daddy spanks me, it leaves a purple patch. And she's covered in purple patches.
Yeah.
And then Vic goes, oh no.
That's
the realization. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God.
I also like, we find out that like Spencer came here
to assassinate them.
Because Bianca.
Yeah. Oh no, it's her niece.
Oh, her niece,
yeah,
right.
Not the stepdaughter.
Yeah. The niece wants to kill her.
Yeah. Are you allergic to shellfish? She wanted me to make a shrimp into a tampon.
It's good. It's good.
That stuff is good when they kind of calm it down a little bit. This is my favorite of not my favorite of her characters. I still like Nana better, but I like this one. I thought it was fine. I was surprised by I shouldn't say that. I wasn't surprised by all the attention it got because obviously I don't really show most of these to my kids, but like they love Spencer.
Yeah, there's something. It's just a silly. I mean, it's like a Disney character. Like it's just a silly character.
It's very silly. And they the problem was that that summer they were like, "Don't spank me! Don't spank me!" Running around, I was like, "Please don't repeat that outside of the home.
Don't spank me." Peach says that a lot. Don't spank me, but like. Peach farted in Jen's face today.
Is that when she was sick?
No, but when, first of all, Peach, the queen of comedy. She laid down next to Jen, like her backside towards her. And then just like her farts are all like little toots.
Ooh. But dog farts are always horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she did it again. She like jumped up and then we smelled the fart. Like, did she just jump up here to do it?
Just a fart right in your face.
She's hilarious.
The disrespect.
Yeah. Anyway. So now we're in season three.
Season three.
Mother Hot Dog.
Mother Hot Dog.
This is interesting. I mean,
I hate when the character switches accents. And this one does
really?
And Oops Little Fart does it. Oops Little Fart, she comes out doing a weird British accent and turns it into a Southern.
One,
she also, they also, they'll start like, I think she started British as well and then turn into Brooklyn.
Right. Oh, you know, I wasn't smart enough to notice that.
Yeah.
This is one where you're kind of tied by the makeup because it's just you're a hot dog.
You're a hot dog. What are you going to do?
Right.
Yeah.
So she makes it that like all hot dogs are her
come
children.
From her. But then she's like, I want to kill myself. And then that's the rest of the episode. Yeah. Just her being like, I really want to kill myself. But she also has a thing with Vic.
Yeah.
Where she feels like I'm interested in you, you're interested in me, and Vic's not feeling it.
Whereas
Vic usually goes along with any kind of attention, compliment,
or
anything that she gets from the guests or that they get from their guests. This whole episode is us being like, they, correcting ourselves to say they.
Yeah, yeah.
It's horrible. But this, I think, is actually the first time that Vic is not into the guests hitting on them. And maybe they decided that they have to like
can't always go for it.
Yeah. Because also the following one is Jeremy Colhane's character.
And
he's also hitting on them a lot.
But Vic doesn't go for it.
No. I love the use of lightning in his. He looks like a vampire.
Yeah.
Boris Tarshkokin. He's from Lefufu.
Yeah.
And he's basically just like talking about his country, which I think is also a good. That was a good strategy. Yeah. Like make up a country and then just now the interview is about the country that I'm from.
Yeah.
You have Gay Marriage Plus.
Yes. Yeah. And Vic breaks a lot in this.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what the break moments are.
Whenever they can do a lightning strike, well, they're like, well, how is that happening? Oh, all the children, the village children don't go to school. I think that broke Vic.
Yeah.
So this is school children and village children. Well, yeah, the village children don't go to school.
Also, Boris keeps like looking to the camera, like raising his eyebrows.
Yeah.
Like he's winning whatever he's doing.
Yeah, he's winning her over. He's winning Vic over for sure. So funny.
And the next one's the best one.
Archimedes and Ollie.
It's like the literal best one.
This is Brennan Lee Mulligan again with Jacob Wysocki.
I just have written down everything in this episode.
They are giant twin babies from an alternate dimension, one good, one evil, seeking to be adopted.
Right. One of the funniest jokes is actually not even in the episode. It's at the beginning when they first are looking at their makeup. And Brennan just goes, we are adult British men. Because they're babies and they're like, we are adult British men.
Well, did you see the thing where Tony Hawk was on set?
Yes.
And it's, I guess, Jacob Wysocki's like hero.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh my God, this is, because like, he had his eyes closed.
So yeah.
You can see it. He's like, are you kidding me? Tony Hawk is here. Get the hell out of here. Yeah. Tony Hawk's not here.
Yeah. I'm really, I find it extremely impressive that Brennan can speak so eloquently as this character.
Yeah.
Like, he really embodies him and like, some of this shit, like, I have a quality to my skin where it bears the temperature of a not too fresh cadaver. And so I don't expect that even the most stout-hearted woman would be able to touch me and do anything other than recoil. Like, how do you just pull that out of nowhere?
He just pulls it out of the dome. Well, you know, he's the dungeon master in the Dungeons & Dragons shows.
So that's all
improv.
He's
got a ton of, like, I don't know. I just feel like when you're constantly reading that kind of like high speech material.
Oh, right. It's also like fake British too.
Yeah. Well, you kind of have it British, in you, yeah. right? And yeah. I mean, I think he's also a brilliant performer, so that's why he can do it. But I think that it's just, I think he's able to embody it because that's what he's consuming constantly.
Yeah. An Earth family is our last and greatest hope. My brother Ollie calls me Archie because Ollie saved my life from the solar flares of a neutron star. If you call me Archie again, the tongue that said it will be pinned to the wall.
I'm sorry, Ollie. I love his apologies.
I'm quite.
And Ollie's like, I'm a baby. Yeah. Just a big dumb baby. Love
I'm
it.
I'm quite sinister.
They're really pinky in the brain.
Yeah. My God, the thing behind your eyes that desires approval is absolutely disgusting. This is another I want this on a t-shirt. Sometimes I think the most direct route to another person's heart is through nonsense, and nonsense has always eluded me.
He's such a tragic figure. He can't have he craves love and yet he doesn't know how to receive it.
Yeah.
The only one who he loves and loves him in return is Ollie.
Yeah.
But he feels like in the course of this episode, he realizes and accepts that to love his brother truly, he has to give him up and allow him to be adopted without him.
Without him, right. it's quite a journey. I've watched this one multiple times. So they play this game where like it's like dice and like both dice have words. So like you roll them and then like – So it ends up being apologize open-mindedly.
Okay.
And then he goes, open-mindedly means that all options are possible. In order to apologize, one needs certainty about the thing they are regretful over. To apologize open-mindedly is the action of a madman. So maybe I'm sorry. Ollie, I'm so sorry. I'm so sinister that I've ruined any chance of joy in your life. And then this is extraordinary. It ends with something truly improvised, which is there was a giant teddy bear and they put Archimedes in Time Out, mm-hmm. where he goes, I'm going to die in here. And while he's in Time Out, he sees like the teddy bear and he takes it and he gets scissors. And like, this was not planned. So like when they open the door, that's a true reaction. And so they open the door and he's decapitated the teddy bear and put the head on his head. And they're just pointing. And you could see Vic trying so hard not to break. Like they just cover their face and like turn around. Then he says something like, I forgive you, brother, but if you betray me again, you'll end up like that fucking baby. And then they go back to the baby dimension. It's so good.
It's a great one. It's a really great one. I mean, I think there's three great ones in a row because it goes Archimedes and Ollie, Finoli, and Sudzo.
Finoli is great. Finoli is like one of these ones where it's like, it's a combination. It's like Liberace plus like Frankie Valli.
Yeah.
Plus Frank like Sinatra Rain Newton. Yeah.
It's just a Vegas performer.
And the fake teeth is great. The
fake teeth are so great. I love this performer, Angela Jaratana.
Yeah.
She's only been on once, but I really love her.
I love the ongoing joke where he's like, imagine like you got like a big hairy cock. But this is
this person is not a musician, yeah. And they make the play music, and it's so bad and so good.
Yeah.
Any birthdays. Yeah, every time they're because the Frankie Valli stuff is like they have dementia.
Yeah.
So then like anytime they're about to get into something else, they'll pop back up and be like, any birthday, and just get right back into the performance. Well, the
awkward thing, like,
I don't leave Vegas for very long.
Yeah. He'll drop something and pretend like he's in pain because it's also like supposed to be like super old.
Yeah.
But it also starts with a weird thing where Vic is a huge fan of him. Yes,
we're so happy to have you on.
And every time Vic says something nice, he's like, ah, you, Donka Shane.
Goes into it.
Oh, and he has PAs pick him up and bring him in.
Bring him around. So funny. I love that. I love that. And then the best part is that she writes a new theme song for the show.
Yeah.
So she offers, like, you want me to write a new theme song? And Vic's like, I would love that. We would love that. And then as the music, she's singing the song, Vic's like, that doesn't apply to this. And then they use the theme song for the rest of the season. Every time the show opens, it's with this new theme song, which is, I don't like money. I don't even want. I just want to throw it away. Oh, God. It's so funny.
Yeah, it's great.
Also, she says her name all the time. So she's always like, Finoli. Like, just saying her own name.
It's great. It's a really good one.
Finoli. I love the name as well.
The next one, Sudzo.
This is Eugene Cordero.
This is another kind of like alien character, but also it's like...
He's a superhero.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got an alien head, right?
Yeah.
And tiny little eyes. And he's got the power to create bubbles after being caught in a Tide Pod accident.
Right.
And I love this because ostensibly this is a hero. I also love Eugene Cordero. He's on Loki. He's on...
Star Trek Lower Decks.
Oh, okay. He's on The Good Place. He's Donkey Dad. Donkey Dave.
Oh, okay.
So I love him, but I really love the direction this character went in. Like, when Vic is asking about scenarios, about like heroic scenarios that he could be in, he's answering the questions like if someone stole my purse, what was in there? It was like $100. He's like, I don't know that I would chase someone down and like hurt them for $100. You probably have $100 at home you could use, you know, it's not that big of a loss. Or when this is one of those where for the shorts, they'll put the like dialogue or the captions on it. Mm-hmm. And when he's giving his like hero speech, which is actually a villain speech, like at the end of his episode, they put anti-establishment scream, I think, over the end. That was so funny. I think this is a really underrated one. I think he did a great job with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a subdued. It's another one that's sort of like, because that's just the performer.
Yeah. But I think he makes it work. Like, this is one of those cases where I think it works because you realize he's not very heroic at all.
Yeah.
And mostly he's a regular guy, but also he has a lot of grudges against a lot of people. And now having any kind of power is not a good thing for him.
Right, right. The next one I think is funny. Zinnia.
Yeah.
Because Zinnia is a flower person.
Yeah.
And a host of a kid's show, but like wants to break out into other things. And like sings the Zinnia song. That's just, I forget how it goes. And he sort of plays this like very like downtrodden and you know.
Depressed flower man.
Yeah. Yeah. There's the whole end of this season. I don't know. Like this is good, but it's not like.
It's not a standout for me.
No, no.
It's not bad.
I think even, I mean, season 3 has my favorite, but then at the same time, like.
There's a bunch that I think are.
It's right. It's already, it's already hitting its wall.
Yes, I agree. So then it's Oops Little Fart, which I don't love at all. I don't really like
I think
one.
Oops Little Fart is funny. First of all, I do think the name is one of the funniest names. That you name your imaginary friend Oops Little Fart. and then Oops Little Fart fucked Big Stead.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I get it.
Which I think is repetitive here is not just that this is someone from Vic's childhood, but also how Vic acts towards them is very similar to how they act towards Steffi Pops.
Right, which is like, I don't remember you at first, but then I remember you and I regress.
You away in my memory.
Yeah. Little Huffy. I don't remember Little...
This is a dragon.
Oh, right.
Honestly, very talented performance. I just don't think it's very funny. He is doing
really
great freestyle rapping just off the top of his head. And it's very good and really impressive. But I don't think there's anything that makes this one funny.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not,
it's great makeup, too.
It's great makeup. The guy is... impressively improvising these raps, but it's not super funny.
Yeah.
This is Frankie Quinones.
Yeah. Stop is like...
Stop is Caitlin Riley.
And it's like a...
She's like a TikTok comedian, but she's on a lot of shows now, yeah. Like Hacks and I Love LA.
The character is like an artist, like...
Performance artist.
Yeah.
It's very Lady Gaga coded.
Yeah. This is the one that has the turn where they're very conservative.
Republican, yeah. Like a MAGA Republican.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Right. But what's funny is like they'll just like drop little hints throughout it and then Vic would be like, what? Like right. you see Vic begin to get it.
It doesn't gel with the image of that they're presenting. Yeah.
It sort of, and then when she's like, I voted for Donald J. Trump.
That one really feels like, you know, like in acting schools where they're like, your character should have a secret.
I feel
like that's the character's secret and they're always acting like they believe this. It doesn't feel like they made it up on the spot.
But there's also something smart about that, right? Because we always assume people like that would be liberal.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the end, the artist is just a vapid person and just really I forget some of like – because eventually like she starts saying like a lot of the talking – the MAGA talking points. Like why can't they? Like
–
Like why wear a mask? Why do you have to wear a mask? I also think it's funny that the character's name is Stop, but also there's a stop sign is their name. And also the character will keep doing this thing. Like if Vic has high energy, they'll be like, I need you to like – I really need you to like calm down.
Yeah.
You're being very aggressive. Like, is this how you are all the time?
Yeah.
Paloma is a cute one. It's like a dog girl.
Yes. And she kind of looks like a Dr. Seuss character. Like her nose.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a who.
Yeah. But it's like a dog.
This one, again, this is kind of like a nothing burger for me, unfortunately. Yeah,
it's not great. It's mid.
It's mid, unfortunately.
Yeah, but it's not a bad performance.
No.
I think...
This is Lacey Mosley.
I think this show is hitting
a wall.
Yeah.
I feel it. I felt it in the second half of this season.
You're right, right. You know, I think they should do way more doubles. Because I think...
The doubles work really well.
Yeah, because... Especially, like, when you have really strong people like Ollie and Archimedes. Because it's like... they figure it out very quickly, like
between each other.
Who the straight person mm-hmm, will be, mm-hmm. who like, and how to set each other up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, who's the next person?
Zack Oyama. It's Dash Hyland. This is my favorite of his three characters. This is a troll from a magic forest who's come to California to crowdfund a biopic. However, and I actually think this part is brilliant about this character. The biopic is about a crazy night they had out in LA. Yeah. It is the most like boring, not even close to being like an Entourage type story. Like it's the most wannabe LA story.
This is,
and yet yeah. he's dropping like the most incredible lore from his real life of getting to yeah. the human realm and like how his father was at war with these people. And they're like, make that movie, man.
Right.
Don't make this movie.
This is another one, and there's a bunch like this mm-hmm. where it's like I'm from a magical realm but now I'm in your world mm-hmm. and I'm obsessed with mundane things that yeah. are part of your life. I mean the end where they're like, let's do a scene from my script.
Yeah, they do the script
where, and like Vic's like, wow, you're such a super cool guy.
You're a cool guy and you're like a couple inches taller than your friends.
Yeah, yeah. In situations like that, like whenever they like read from this, they're
is
just
that,
doing it.
They're just no, doing
I think
it,
they're
right?
just doing it.
Yeah,
I think they're just doing it because like Nana has like the diary, right?
Yeah, the diary,
and that's clearly she's just doing it
off the dome. That one was great.
Yeah,
yeah. I thought this was good. I thought this is the strongest performance from him.
Yeah, yeah. Who's next?
Linda Elizabeth Marie Braintree. This is Katya.
It's just not funny at all.
No, Katya does. So she's an alien. Her costume is great. I love the latex look.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. Yeah.
And
like has a brain head. It's kind of yeah. like the aliens from This Island Earth.
Yeah. This is she's selling cosmetics.
And the turn is stupid. The turn is stupid. It's another I'm evil.
I'm evil. The turn is the like cosmetics are gonna kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's not good.
Yeah. No, I don't. I love Katya so much, and I don't love this one. There's also just some bits that she sets up that don't go anywhere, and she just kind of ends them.
Yeah.
She's like, imagine you're driving in a convertible. Remember, she starts this like reverie of you're in a car, you have a long skirt, no underwear, and the car just flies off the road. And then she's like, I don't really know where I was going with this. But anyway.
It's only 15 minutes, which shows that it like it was kind of a nothing burger.
Yeah.
And Paloma's only 13 minutes. So you could see when like there's nothing.
It's not working.
And yeah. there's nothing there.
I didn't like this one at all.
Who was it? Oh, Diamond? Oh, who was Diamond again?
Rachel Pegram? It's a werewolf with a bikini?
Yeah. But, like, do they play it as a werewolf? I don't even remember how they play it.
Yeah. Werewolf, TikTok influencer, and motivational speaker who challenges Vic's poor treatment of the crew.
Yeah, okay, I remember this.
I didn't like
it. I remember liking it, but I don't remember a thing about it. Yeah. We'll move on.
sorry to Rachel Pegram.
Jane.
I like this one. This is Chelsea Peretti.
Yes.
Another alien.
Yeah.
Too many aliens back to back.
Or they decide to do something weird and then the performer has to decide, am I an alien, a monster, or a mythical creature?
Right. But this one looks very, it's like silver outfit.
This is very like alien. I love
green skin, you know.
I love the bit where Chelsea Peretti like closes her eyes and puts her lips out and then Vic kisses her. And then she's like, I'm sorry, I was in sleep mode. What just happened?
I love that Lauren Bezos is like friends with her.
Yeah.
Like anyone who's on that flight to space like knows her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Jane.
Chelsea Peretti's a very funny person.
Yeah. Like, yeah. She's here on her book tour.
Yeah, this is another one where she reads a lot.
Yeah.
Of funny stuff. I'm trying to remember what the book is called. Oh, it's, well, what's a book? It's like, is it a sex book?
Yeah, it's she's an erotic author.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I like, it's sort of a blur to me. I kind of watched all of these in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Which is not the best way to do it.
This is a good one.
Yeah, this is a good one. This is a good one.
And then
sometimes guest stars knock it out of the park and sometimes it's like, this wasn't right for you.
Yeah. This one was good. She's also, she's a low energy performer, but I think she sells it as like disinterest.
Yes, yes.
And I like that because, you know, I like the conceit. I like whenever there's a conceit of like, why would you be on a talk show to begin with?
Right.
Why are you here?
Or right? Or they're like, I don't even want to be here.
Right. And it's just this like is another not the stop choice. On her
yeah.
book tour.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
Like you get, she's so like not interested in the proceedings that are occurring. Yeah. But she's so interesting because she's an alien. So like anything she says is interesting. I love that she's like been mispronouncing, was it Katy Perry's name? Katy Perry?
Yeah,
I think she's
calling
her. She's like, oh, I've been calling her Katy for like a really long time. Whoops.
We haven't said that. You know, there's segments that are in every episode, like Vic does rapid fire questions. And Vic always asks, what do you think the meaning of life is? And there's a lot of funny answers to that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We didn't get into that at all. Jane knows what the meaning of life is.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Is it Steffi Pop that's like, oh, is this a
some
meaning
people
of life?
Have genuinely good answers.
Yeah. I don't know if this was a response to the meaning of life question, but Steffi Pop just goes, I hate like coffee dates. You don't want to commit to dinner, so like have coffee first. Like, it's just a weird, honest answer. It's like, why would a haunted doll have this take? And then the last one, which is, I think, the weakest of Ana Garcia's.
Of her three, yes. But I don't mind it. I think it's kind of fun.
It, when it devolves to, like, fake shooting, it's like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
I
do like that she keeps yelling stallion whenever Vic does, like, drinks the brown liquid. What do you think that was? Like, water with brown dye in it?
Something like that. Iced tea.
Like.
And then, like, it's weird. Like, he has a town.
Yeah.
That no one lives in because he killed them all.
Killed them all by sending them into the mines.
But he wants people to come because he needs people to come, but he won't kill you.
Yeah.
And then like it ends with like a commercial with Vic like helping him.
JW Smokes.
JW, yeah.
Yeah, he's a real like not a Foghorn Leghorn, but like Yosemite Sam type character.
Yeah, yeah.
Big mustache.
Not a strong end, I think.
Like a Deadwood character or something. Yeah, it's not a strong one to go out on. Usually they end with their strongest one or like one of their strongest.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
But this that latter half of the season was not good, I would say.
Yeah, but although it starts pretty strong.
I'm going to say for me, I liked, I'm going to say 4 of these, maybe 5. I liked 5 of these. 5 out of 15. This is the lowest number of ones that I like this season, whereas I think season 2 like knocked it out of the park. They had so many great ones.
So what's your favorite, like, just from a makeup point of view, what's your favorite design?
My favorite design, oh, okay, great question.
Those are the only kind of questions I ask.
You're a great interviewer, just like Vic.
Thank you.
Just like Vic. And you haven't tried to kill me once.
I love when a running bit will be someone, they destroy something on set and then Vic attributes like some great memory to it. Like, actually my mother made that.
Yeah, yeah. I think some of the most impressive ones are like David Hoyle Jr. Just like the really big ones. And Zeke. Like, I think those
Zeke is really great.
Really cool. But I think some of the ones that are really impressive that they do a lot with.
Marionette Conqui has like a birdcage in her hair. Like, it's
those
insane.
Those are really cool. Like, the level of detail I think are really, really cool with those characters specifically. And then there was another.
You'll probably disagree with me, but I actually think Oops Little Fart
is a really good look. Costume. Yeah.
Because it's like a cowboy clown.
Who looks also like Chapel like, Roan?
Yeah,
like, it's got crazy.
Yeah, it has like
Elizabeth,
hearts made out of
Queen
hair.
Queen Elizabeth hair.
Yeah.
Queen of Hearts hair.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like very, yeah.
It's very Harlequin as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Like when she first sees the makeup in the beginning, she starts doing like a Harley Quinn impression to try to find wherever it's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of I
love
mean
Finoli.
Archimedes.
I mean Finoli
is
a
great
look.
Yeah,
it's a great look
with the
stubble.
The stubble works really well in the teeth. They do great things with teeth.
Yeah,
both Ollie and
Archimedes
have like weird, tooth. Like crazy one tooth that's really upsetting.
Some of the ones that I think kind of they did dirty, like Nicole Byers' character. I think they kind of gave her nothing. She's just like goth, kind of.
Yeah,
or, like an alternative. It's just like an outfit.
Yeah, it's not, just an outfit.
It's not really. I feel like they didn't have a big budget for that one, or they like blew their budget on David Hoyle Jr.
Yeah.
Somebody who it's also an outfit, but the makeup is so cool. It's not prosthetic. Is Fourth Witch. I think her eyes are incredible. And the crown that she had.
It's like a skull. It's like a...
Like a skull hat. I love it. I love that one. I think that one looks great.
And the purple and like the dark on her eyes is
and
really...
And she's got contacts in that are like yellowish, I think. That one's really cool. And then let's see. I love the French dolls. The French dolls are great.
Yeah. I mean... Professor Avery Goodman, I don't think is the funniest thing, but like it's a very good, like it's a cyborg with like a cyborg hand.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's crazy is the like, did they have that ventriloquist puppet around, or did they make it for the character? Like,
that's interesting.
I don't know.
I think they put it on his hand.
Okay.
And they gave him like fake pimples. Like they tried to make him look really unappealing.
Yeah.
Barbara and Bill, although they don't use it, is really good zombie makeup.
It's great zombie makeup. I love the look. It's like green skin, and they're both wearing like pastels, like pinks and purples, and it just pops against the skin tone.
Dan Wesley Sharon.
That's great makeup.
The only person who guesses it. Have you ever seen that?
Yes, I see that.
He's like, I think I'm a frozen person.
Wow. A lot of people think they're George Washington. Like, Upsal Fart thought they were. Katya thought she was.
I guess because of the hair.
Yeah, they have like big hair, so they all think they're George Washington.
I think a lot of people think that they're turtles when they have something heavy on them. They're like, back. I'm a turtle or something. But it's funny. He was like, yeah, I'm a frozen person.
They probably feel like
Jordan Ash is kind of simple, but I think very
well done.
Well done. Because it's an interesting way to conceptualize a mermaid. Because it's not like just a fin bottom. It's like various like fish type fins things on top of regular skin. Yeah. Spencer's good. I mean, Spencer's good. That's why it inspired.
Because it's a great costume.
I mean, it's also very, I think, derivative of Sully from Monsters, Inc.
Yes.
It's big Sully energy.
It's big, fluffy with spots.
Yeah. I mean, Mother Hot Dog is impressive.
It's impressive. It's definitely impressive. I don't know. What do we think the future of this is going to be? I think they need to expand. That's a great question. I feel like they have
a few things that they do.
There's so many aliens. There's just so many.
Denzel's like a perfect alien. I'll call you an alien too. They also do like, you're an animal person.
They do an animal person a lot.
Yeah. You know, I think like Paloma, like that's not great makeup. Like there's not much to do there. Like you kind of have to be a dog person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some of the costumes are very limiting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or unless you ignore it, which...
But that's stupid.
Yeah.
The
point is to use it.
Yeah, the point is to find the character through it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess they do because they focus on the clothing, not the zombie makeup. Mm-hmm. They kind of find it through the clothing.
Yeah.
But still, it's kind of like, eh. And that's the only zombie they've ever done. Like, they haven't done more of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the one option, right, is, and I think the team is great, but maybe bring in different makeup people, have just different mindset entirely of things. On what you see in the Last Looks thing is on the call sheet, every guest is just a fruit. It'll be like banana, kiwi. It's just so they could call you something.
Yeah.
And they also sometimes would fuck around, like they would like do something not real to you to try to keep you from not knowing what it is going to be.
Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting. The whole makeup aspect is really interesting.
Yeah.
Because it must take fucking hours.
It must take forever.
And then you have to go and
you probably improv. Show up at like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
To start everything, and then by the time you're done, it's like the afternoon.
Yeah. And now you have to like film do it. This. Yeah.
And then you have to film extra stuff.
Yeah.
In your costume.
Yeah. With all that bullshit.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I think
I'd like for them to do more scary stuff.
Yeah,
like they had one zombie. They have Boris Tarshkokin, the vampire guy.
Yeah,
they don't have too many of those things.
Yeah, there's a lot of fantasy sci-fi.
Yeah, I'd love for them
to
do
a lot of like monster, like do a Frankenstein,
straight up Santa Claus.
That would be hilarious.
I would love that.
See, that would be a funny one to ignore. But that would also...
Well, that's like Tim Robinson.
Yeah. I told you I was not going to answer any questions about Santa Claus. I've seen everybody naked.
I've seen everyone naked. It's not a judgment thing. If you get a tattoo, you're not getting a Christmas present. It's
not good behavior.
Not this year. Not this year. It's not good behavior.
Yeah.
God. Yeah.
It's a cosmic gumbo.
Yeah. That would, yeah. I like that. I want, I like that they started with a pop star. I'd like to see that kind of thing come back.
Yeah, because it allows you to like
Finoli channel, is sort of that, yeah. Where it's a musician, it's like a performer.
It's good when you get to channel something that's really in the world, like
you have something to draw from, and so it feels more real.
Right, because she was like, I'm going to be a pop star, but also weave in things like toddlers and tiaras and that kind of world. And
she's Euro trash.
Right, yeah. Right.
Right from the heart of the smack of the dab.
Yeah.
You're from Europe. Yes, exactly. She's not going to answer where she's from.
Well, that's like Archimedes and Ollie. How old are you? Babies. Or rocks. I'm rocks.
Rocks. Yeah, Vic. Rocks. What are you?
Rocks. You think it's funny that I pooped a rock in front of my whole class?
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's a funny bit in that he has a crush on his teacher. I forget what the teacher's name is. It's like a funny teacher name. It's like Miss something something.
Yeah.
And he has a prom, and he does the say anything, and he's like, "Do you get this? My mom says it's a reference." So his mom is okay with him asking the teacher
out. Yeah.
My mom fucking hates me now.
Some rocks. Some rocks. Oh God. Or then sometimes
you have fingers. Like, who's the person who's like, your fingers? Oh, I wish I had fingers.
Is it Zeke? And Vic's like, I don't really think about it. And that's because it's like really hard for me to play rock, paper, scissors because everyone knows what I'm going to pick.
Yeah, rock.
Rock? Yeah, rock, Vic.
Yeah.
But,
Oh, when she's like, what's the character in media you would identify with? Thing? Is like, are you making fun of me?
Yeah, or when she says like, I guess it's taking a really long time for my brother to come back from the army. Yeah. Just really depressed and morose.
Yeah, because the first wish worked. It was just a big chocolate.
He only got to eat like 2 bites. Yeah, it started melting.
Yeah. I think another thing you might do is, I mean, I'm sure they want to do this, but they probably can't, which is more celebrities.
More celebrities.
But you need celebrities that, like, not Katya. Like, you need like people that can do who it. Know, who improv people.
Yeah.
Like, get like some of the, like, I mean, I'm sure they want this, but like some of like the heavy hitters, like Amy Poehler and fucking, you know, like all those UCB people.
The UCB people.
But I'm sure they've tried and, you know.
Although it is getting like it's getting more numbers, so they might be able to pull some bigger people.
I think Bobby Monahan the biggest name?
I mean
Katya is probably the biggest name in the world of YouTube, but he's probably the biggest name. He was on SNL.
Yeah. Yeah. He was on that show with Daniel Radcliffe, the Tracy Morgan show.
Yeah.
And there's this interview of them that they did for some other outlet. Yeah. And Bobby Winahan is telling Daniel Radcliffe about very important people.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And like everyone in the comments is like, please come on the show. We would love, but he's not an improviser. Although he does theater, so it's like live theater. He might have that ability.
I think Daniel Radcliffe could do anything.
I think he can do anything. Also, I think he's great.
Is that the interview where he talks about when they were filming, and some woman came on set, and he's like, "Everyone stop! This is Jerry Seinfeld's wife." It was not Jerry Seinfeld's wife. He just sounds like. Tracy Morgan just goes through the world being Tracy. He gets to be Tracy
Morgan all day long. He's Mr. Magoo in real life.
And it's just worked for him.
It's just gone.
He just ass backwards is a success. Doesn't matter. Doesn't have to learn his lines.
Truly a naturally funny person. Like everything he says works.
Just a crazy guy.
Yeah, just.
He's just a truly crazy person. But it's funny. When you got into this, was it from the beginning? Like when did you get in? Did you have to catch up?
I got in from the ground floor, basically. Yeah, I got in at the French Dolls episode, which was 2023. So that came out. It was like the third episode,
I
think.
Was it an obsession of yours? I remember you mentioning it on the show.
Yes, I think it was. It was my obsession. Because then I started watching the whatever was available, and then I just followed it. Like, as the things came out, I followed it.
There's another show.
And then Bill got into it, but then he got even further into Dropout because he really likes the game show, which is kind of like Whose Line Is It Anyway? I would love for the Whose Line guys to be on. Oh. Get Wayne Brady on the show.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That would be so incredible.
I love Greg Proops.
I love Grand Poops. I love Colin Mockery.
Yeah.
Proud father of a trans child.
Yeah. Oh,
good for him.
There's another show. There are clips of this that are viral too, where it's like people making arguments and like they do a PowerPoint and then I think the other people in the room have to like get. Yeah. Because I saw one with Vic. Where Vic was.
Because Vic participates in those games as well. And I think they're the president of Dropout now.
Vic is like.
It seems like a Rotary Club in a way where they like elect.
Yeah.
They have elections. I don't know. There's a treasurer maybe. I'm not sure.
Vic's premise was. There's no such thing as vegetables. And then they also name me vegetables. And Vic's like, that's a legume. That's a fruit. Mm-hmm. That's a root. And it's, wow. it's an interesting. That's interesting. A fun show. Yeah. But sadly, I am going to go home and cancel my Dropout immediately.
Fireworks. What did we say? It's 1 a.m. fireworks.
All right, let's put this baby to bed.
They're celebrating that we finished the podcast.
Way to go, guys.
God, it sounds so close.
Yeah, that's very close. You should call somebody.
Hey, come outside, look at these fireworks.
And the cop's like, okay, that sounds like fun. This has been PCMC Pop Culture, Man Children. And remember, be yourself. What is it? Unless you want to be someone else. Yeah. Something like that. Janine, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
We end every episode by saying,
go bye-bye.